And tonight, I want to go in a little different direction. I want to think about how we have been praying as a church for our nation and for Israel. These are two things we prayed for. And we prayed for, one of the things we prayed for is for God's judgment over the systems of evil that have put us in bondage as a nation. You say, what do you mean, bondage? I'm talking about bondage to a satanic cabal of people. We call them the globalists. They're the one world government people that are pushing the mark of the beast, central bank digital currency, no cash. By the way, use some cash. Keep using cash. They don't want that. They want you to be under the control of this one world government. They want to get rid of borders. That's why Biden let all those people in. It really wasn't Biden. he didn't know what was going on. It was people with the auto pin that were controlling Biden, Obama and others. And all of these things that have been going on in this country and the shadow government that's been running it, and then what's called the deep state. Let me give you an illustration of what I mean by the deep state. You take the FBI, and Cash Patel is appointed by Donald Trump over the FBI to reform it, to straighten it out, because it's been a center of a lot of corruption and bad things in this country, and has put us under bondage. And it's the thing that Eisenhower warned about after World War II. He was the general that led the forces for the United States to win in Europe and to win with the D-Day invasion. And then he, as the president, made his farewell speech just when John Kennedy was going to be inaugurated, and he warned about the deep state. He warned about the military-industrial complex running things behind the scenes, and that resulted in John Kennedy being killed and so forth. And then Cash Patel was put in to really straighten out the FBI, and Dan Bongino was there, and everybody was so encouraged by that. But, you know, have you ever eaten an Oreo cookie? How many have eaten an Oreo cookie? You know, you got the top part of the cookie. Sarge is excited about this. You got the top part of the cookie, the bottom part of the cookie. Let's say it's chocolate, and in between it's white. And it's white, the Oreo cookie. Now, that's what the FBI is. At the bottom, you got some good people, and they're just doing their job. At the top, Trump put in some good people. But in the middle, that white part, there's all kinds of people that are the same people when Comey was in there. The people that tried to get Donald Trump impeached for January 6th, those guys, they're still in there. So what do you need to do to reform the FBI? Probably break it down to nothing and build it from the beginning, rebuild it. It's just corrupted. It's totally corrupted. And so that's where we find ourselves. And you think about the former FBI director, James Comey. How many have heard of him? And he's been up for charges of lying to Congress. And he's very litigious and careful, but he did lie, and he's sneaky, and he's done things that very evil. And but it hasn't all come out. And then Letitia James, she's the one that ran on, I'll get Trump out. Just elect me. I'll get rid of him. I'll find a charge and I'll get rid of him. We don't know what we're going to charge him with, but I'll do it. That was Letitia James of New York. Well, she was up for clear fraud in mortgage fraud. That's what she tried to get Trump on when it wasn't true. And you know what happened? A corrupt judge threw it out, saying that the district attorney appointed by Trump was not qualified. Yes, she was. Yes, she was. I'm just saying to you that we have been praying for God to judge the systems of evil over the United States. Now, there's another man, a United States senator by the name of Kelly. How many have heard of him? He was former military, retired. United States Senator, Democrat, demon rat. He met with some other elected officials, and he, as a military man, put the word out, do not obey the orders because they're illegal. What orders? No illegal orders were given, but he just gave the word, do not obey the orders of the commander in chief. And so there again, you have something that is, I believe, and my understanding would be what would be called treason. But you see, Pete Hegseth, who is the secretary, not of defense, he's the secretary of war. I like that. He's the secretary of war. That was renamed. And he said, we're going to call Senator Kelly to account for this. And we want to bring him up for charges. And that's what's going on right now. And so what I would like to preach upon tonight and ask you to pray for is judgments for the enemies of the United States of America and Israel. To pray for God's judgment. Now, somebody may object to that and say, I'm not so sure about that, Pastor. So I'd like to give you the Bible on it tonight. Please take your Bible and look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 8. That's my text for the message tonight. By the way, you read that scripture if you've been reading with us through the Bible this week. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 8. Here's what it says. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Let me read that again. Proverbs 20, verse 8. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Now, our president is not a king. Our founding fathers wanted to get away from a king, but he has executive powers. The Constitution gives him certain executive powers. And those powers used correctly, especially if you don't have a corrupt judiciary, can really help to execute judgment. And so I'll read the verse again, Proverbs 20, verse 8. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. One thing a president needs to do is to make sure that people that are violating the Constitution, that they face the consequences, the judgment for that. You see, you need justice, and you need equal justice, listen to me, under the law, equal justice under the law. And for a long time it's not been that way in this country, and there's been corruption, and there is a shadow government working under a globalist cabal. I've said it so many times, that want to bring us into a one world government, that want to destroy America as a nation. That is the one thing, by the way, that stands in the way of the Jewish Antichrist and the Gentile beast and Satan from setting up this global government. It is the United States of America and the salt of believers, born-again believers, that affect it. In fact, I'm preaching on judgment over the systems of evil, over the United States, and over Israel, and Iran has called the United States the Christian nation, and the Supreme Court in 1900 said the United States is a Christian nation. They were right by its founding and its principles. The United States is the great Satan, and Israel is the little Satan. The United States is the great Satan, and Israel is the great Satan, little Satan. And the enemy is speaking through the Iranian leader that said that. Now, does that make the United States perfect because we're Christian? Oh, far from it. We have our deep state. Is Israel perfect? No, far from it. Israel has its deep state. Israel gave the jab to people. Ben Shapiro gave the jab to encourage people. He's a Jewish guy. He's not safe. He's not perfect either. I'm not saying any of these people are perfect. But I am saying that God is working through through these people, and we believe, and I believe, that America needs to be saved. I believe we need to pray for a great awakening in America. I call it a fourth great awakening to save America, and we need to be praying for God to judge the systems of evil over this United States of America. Are you doing it? Are you praying and fasting for our country? All we need for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. Why should it be Turning Point USA and a parachurch? Why not churches that stand up for God and do it? We need to get right with God. The Holy Spirit shouldn't have to go outside the church. It should be in the church. And preachers need to be preaching about these things. But they're afraid. They're afraid of people talking against them. And they're cowards. And that we don't need today. Too much Laodiceanism in a church. Brother Jesse sent me a picture of a church with camels walking. It was a big mega church. Camels walking around. And a manger scene with the baby Jesus. I mean, you know, that what they said was the baby Jesus and all this stuff. And then they had Santa Claus flying across the top of the thing in his sleigh. And I was like, what kind of a mess is this? What kind of a mess is it? I'll tell you what it is. It is what Brother Parsons preached on in the last paper I just handed out. I read his part of his message. It is Laodicean. We're in the Laodicean church age. And Jesus said, I'll spit that out of my mouth. Wherever you have namby-pamby lace on your underwear preachers and lady preachers in the pulpit, God save us. Parsons mentioned this. I'm just telling you what Parsons said. Hide behind him. I blame Parsons for this. Parsons, that's Abigail's pastor. He knows about him down in, it used to be Mickey Carter's church. He said, lady preachers in the pulpit, lady deacons. I mean, thank God for our ladies. What will we do without them? Praise God for our ladies. But our ladies know how to work with men of God and not want to speak in church and teach the word of God in church and lead in prayer. You say that sounds chauvinistic. No, it's Bible. Read your Bible. I'm not afraid to preach the Bible. I preached at my dad's funeral. I preached about homosexuality. It got in there. I mean, that wasn't the main thing, but it got into the message. And people in that church, that was my old home church, that church. I'm just saying, my friends, we need to just say what the Holy Spirit wants us to say. And let God lead. And not be always having our finger up to the wind to see which way the political wind is blowing. No, we need to get the Holy Spirit's wind and let Him blow through us and have preachers that preach the Word of God. And so I'm just saying that it says in Proverbs 20, verse 8, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. If you're called to leadership, you better be able to discern between right and wrong, good and evil, and what is against God. And thank God we live in a time when presidents and congresspeople and court judges have what we call reprobate minds. You know what a reprobate mind? Unable to make a moral decision because you don't know the difference between right and wrong. That's what happens when you leave God out and you turn away from God. That's what you get. And that's what has happened in this country. And so we need leaders that will call us back to the Bible and back to the standards of what's right and wrong. You know, I noticed just being an administrator of a Christian school over the years, Revival Baptist Christian School, it's always God tapping me on the shoulder and saying, here's something going wrong. And you know, the Bible says, Moses wrote it down. He said, be sure your sin will find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out. Amen? And I've seen that in the Christian school. And I'm called upon to make judgments because that's my area. And, you know, a person will get drunk. And you know, that happened in the Old Testament under Joshua. He was the leader. And what happened? God said, hey, you got sin in the camp. Get up off your face. You're praying, but you need to deal with sin. You need to do what Proverbs 20 here and verse 8 says. You need to scatter away all evil. And Joshua was called to see the evil, and God, through a process, brought out it was Achan and his family. And they were all in cahoots. And they had stolen God's tithe from the city of Jericho, first to 10 cities, and it was all the spoils were to go into the treasury of the Lord, and he held it. He held a Babylonian garment, some gold, and he held it, and he didn't give it. And God dealt with him, and they were stoned. Well, you say that's Old Testament. Yeah, that's Old Testament. That was in Israel. But in the New Testament, remember Ananias and Sapphira. They went before the church. They said, we sold this property and we're giving 100% to God and praise the Lord. And we're going to do just like Barnabas did. We're giving all our money to God. And they lied because they didn't give all of it. They lied. By the way, don't try to lie when you get caught. You get in more trouble. Amen. And what Peter say? He was the pastor of that church, and Peter goes, you lied. He said, you didn't just lie to man, you lied to the Holy Spirit of God. He saw you. And Ananias fell down dead in the New Testament. That's right. Sapphira fell down dead in the New Testament. It's kind of like a guy that was backslidden. He was running and jogging, and the guy was jogging, and I've told the story, and you ran into him the other day, and I had ran into the guy, but he was jogging, and he said, say hi to Pastor Bloom, and lightning hit the building above him and knocked bricks loose, and it fell right down on him. He came running right to church. He'd been backsliding. He says, Pastor, I didn't know God still did that. Yeah, he still does that. He's real. And so leadership is responsible to take a stand between good and evil. And that's why there needs to be discipline in the home. You need to spank in love the bottom of your children, or you hate them. And there needs to be discipline in the school. We have demerits and a system of discipline. You need to have church discipline. And God believes in that. And so all I'm saying is that we pray for a president that would not go along with the corruption, but that would deal with it. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. I believe that that wasn't happening with Biden. I believe that that has not been happening for any of these presidents that we have had. From Jimmy Carter on up. From Jimmy Carter on up. But I believe God raised up Donald Trump. And I'm not done praying for the judgment. I haven't seen it yet. But I'm not done praying. I'm challenging you. Pray for God to judge the systems of evil over the United States of America. And so, I'm thinking about Venezuela. I told you, watch Venezuela. How many have seen Venezuela in the news? Yeah. You see, Donald Trump knows more than you know and I know about what's going on over there. It says here in Proverbs 20, verse 8, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his what? Eyes. He sees a lot. By the way, being responsible for and being an angel of the church, which Brother Parsons said in his message that I read, an angel of the church, he said, has to be the head pastor. He said, who was John writing to when he said the angels. Is he writing to some heavenly angel to read it and preach the message? No, he's writing to pastors. Call them angels, messengers. Give the message. It's important you be there Sunday morning, Sunday evening. God's got a message through the man of God for you. And Trump sees things. And I said he sees things in Venezuela. People say, well, he's over there buzzing Maduro and telling him you got to get out of power. We may do more to you. And people are thinking, oh, yeah, he's doing that because he wants the oil. Well, that's not the main reason. Although I'm sure he'll take the oil. You know, if these guys are... Some people say he's doing it because of the narco drug trafficking. You know, he's blowing up those boats. And surely he is. That is a big part of it. Because with fentanyl, they're killing thousands and millions of Americans over time. Do you care? And then, in addition to that, this is the real key. And this is what we need to pray for. There was a man called Hugo Chavez who was the dictatorial leader of Venezuela, one of the richest nations. He made it so they were eating zoo animals. They were hungry. And they have all the money. You can believe it. A just terrible leader, selfish, wicked leader. And he has all this oil money and all this drug money going on, and he's working with it. He wanted to make sure he was in power, and so he worked with a company called Smartmatic. How many have heard of Smartmatic? They run voting machines through the technology. And he developed a system, and I believe it involved Cuba as well, but he developed a system where he could be sure to be elected. They could always give him the votes that he needed through the machines. And it worked. And then Maduro used the same technology through Smartmatic. So they said, now let's control the elections in the United States, because when the United States sneezes, we get sick. They have power, so we got to control them. And the Red Chinese are working with these guys and giving them money and working with them, Red Chinese communists who are the big dragon that is so pushing world government, and that the globalists want to work with the Chinese system. They want their system to run us. They said, we'll give Maduro money to develop these machines. And they started winning elections. They had another name, though. They wanted to change the name for some of these, and they came up with the name Sequoia. Sequoia. How many have heard of that company? Not as popular, but Brother Steve knows about it. Then the big one, they changed the name, and they started really getting a lot of elections in the United States to go the way they wanted. And it's not through stuffing the ballot box with absentee. That they get votes that way, plenty of them. But the key is these machines. And the company was Dominion. God said, I got the dominion and the power. But these guys, Dominion, it is satanic. I have not budged one iota from saying to you the main judgment that would stop the tyranny over the United States is for God to judge fraud in these elections through these machines. And you know, there are people that are afraid to do anything. There's a man I want to mention tonight, a born-again Christian, who's an entrepreneur, a businessman, but he showed he doesn't love money. He had a net worth, I just checked it out tonight before I came, of $200 million to $300 million. His name is Mike Lindell. How many have heard of Mike Lindell? You should buy things from Mike Lindell. help Mike Lindell, because do you know what his net worth is right now? Zero. He's given everything he could made, 100%. He's proven these machines. They've even fined these people for their fraud and so forth. But yet they're still getting corrupt judges and suing the socks off of Mike Lindell till he's down to zero. And still he's fighting. Still he's fighting him. That's the kind of money they have. That's the kind of power they have. You know, money talks and everybody walks in Satan's world system. And so thank God for men like Mike Lindell and others that are taking a stand. And we need to pray for our president, because the Bible says in Proverbs 20, verse 8, have I mentioned that verse? A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Crooked judges, we need to pray they'd be removed, that all that stuff would come to light. Crooked people in Congress, it would come to light. Crooked people in the deep state, in the executive branch, in the FBI, CIA, it would all come to light. And I'm saying that's something that you could do. You say, well, should I actually pray for the vengeance of God, for the judgment over these systems of evil? Well, let me just give you a verse. I wonder, do you think people in heaven pray? You think your dead loved ones pray? Now, you're not to pray to them. You can pray to the Lord to talk to them. Something you want to say. You could do that. By the way, they watch you. Hebrews 12 says they're watching you after they finish their course of faith. And Revelation 19 says that. I'll talk about that. But here's what the Bible says in heaven is going on in Revelation chapter 6, verses 8 through 10. Here's what the Bible says. And when he, that's the Lord, had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. That's what happened to Charlie Kirk. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, sounds like they're praying with a loud voice in heaven, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? How many of you have prayed, how long, how long, how long, how long? Yeah. Yeah, you should be. They're doing it in heaven. Are you better than them? No, I don't think so. I believe God wants us to know that they're part of the body of Christ. They're part of the Lord's people. And they're praying, and we need to be praying for God to judge the system. You say, why would you want that? Well, so that we can live peaceable lives and get the gospel out and do the work of God. I like what Jeff Fugate said. I went to a conference of his last time I was out there in Kentucky, which was a while back. But he was preaching on prophecy and on the second coming and these things that we're talking about. And he said, I know America's going to go down to the world government. I know that these things are going to happen. But he said, not on my watch. Not on my watch. See, too many Christians have a surrender mentality. We're called to be light and win souls, but we're also called to be salt. And through our lives to preserve corruption and to do our part where we need to do our part. And so I'm just simply saying to you tonight that people are praying in heaven for God to judge. How much more should you pray on earth? And then not only are they praying, but they're praising God when God judges the systems of you. They praise God. Here's what it says in Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power. By the way, that's dominion. Unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth. You know why the FBI has corrupted the whore? Money. Money. What's the whore? It's the fiat currency system. The love of that kind of money. The root of all evil. The great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. They are rejoicing, praising God, saying hallelujah when God judges the great whore, the city that's the center of all these corrupt corporations that are corrupting all these governments and working together with them to do their wickedness. And God will judge it when Babylon will be destroyed in one day. And so, therefore, God says in 1 Timothy 2, and this is also a command to you, 1 and 2, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And what is our text? We have been talking about Proverbs 20, verse 8. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. We're praying for our president to see these things. We're praying for him to be able to act on these things. Certainly they tried to stop him, did they not? Didn't they try everything to keep, and once he got in power, didn't they try to take him out? You say, what stopped it? There were witches that tried to take Trump out, witches with occult powers, and they said, you did it for Charlie Kirk and he was killed. Why couldn't you do it for Donald Trump? And they said, he has a shield around him. You know, we're in spiritual warfare. The best thing you can do is pray and fast. This kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. God's people, be sober, be vigilant. Vigilant means all-night prayer meetings. Sober means not being intoxicated by things that would distract you. I mean, I thank God for football and all of that kind of stuff, and I don't know who's going to win, the Lions or the Steelers. I'm rooting for the Steelers. Steve's rooting for the Lions, even though I should be a Lions fan, but God converted me. But really, it's not that important. I'm not there watching that game. This is important. And we've got too many people that are distracted by sports. And they're distracted by all of these sidetracks. And we don't want to save America. And we'll lose our freedom sooner than later. But I am praying, God, give us another opportunity. Let's push back the enemy's timeline again. Let us do our part. See, I don't have a defeatist attitude and mentality. Oh, it's all going to work out. It, you know, just let it go. No, I don't have that mentality. So I'm saying tonight that there are judgments for the enemies of America and judgment for the enemies of Israel. And I'm not going to preach on that tonight because I have too much to say about that. I'll finish it up when I can. But you did read the scripture on the enemies of Israel. And I want to expound the entire book that you read recently. You say, how are you going to do that? It's only one chapter. It's the judgment on the Palestinians. And I'm going to touch on that. It's the book of Obadiah. Obadiah. The next time. But I want you to be praying based on scripture that I gave you, for God to judge the systems of evil that have corrupted America so that we can have peace and blessing and freedom and opportunity, and that we will take advantage of that and be sober to do it. I thank God when we had times when we needed to pray for the election, for the country, people responded. They fasted with me. They prayed with me. They gave up their time and they did it. And thank God for those people. If you're one of them, thank God, because this is what we need so much of in America. And so many churches, they're not doing it. They're not concerned to do it. And you're just giving away ground to Satan. You're giving away ground to Satan. And so I want to save America so that we can save Americans, amen, in America and get back to God. And why should it be Turning Point USA? Why should it be MAGA? Why should it not be Independent Fundamental Baptist? Praying for revival. Praying for America. And listen to me. Seeing what the devil is doing with anti-Semitism. And we're going to look at that in the book of Obadiah and see and seek to resist Satan. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed tonight. We've been talking about this message about God judging the enemy.